Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, March 20th. As expected, yesterday the Delta County Commissioners voted unanimously to oppose the red flag bill making its way through the state legislature. After a brief discussion, commissioners went ahead and approved the resolution. Commissioners Mark Rober, Mike Lane, and Don Supas all voted in favor of the effort. Last Tuesday, the Delta County Courthouse was packed full of citizens who wanted to be heard in the work session for the resolution. Yesterday, there were about 50 people who attended. Board Chairman Don Supas reminded the crowd of where the process started.
Just for a little bit of update, we did have over 200 people here last week to discuss this at our work session.
Yeah.
We took the comments from that meeting and had a session this week with our county attorney, and that is where we drafted this resolution. We took language from other counties that have already adopted this resolution. At date, from what we can tell, there are 23 other counties that have adopted a similar resolution. We adopted a resolution that we felt would convey our message cleanly and concisely, and yet not put the taxpayers of this county in jeopardy of a lawsuit that could be quite expensive.
Like last week's meeting, all of the comments made were in support of the resolution and in support of the commissioners and Sheriff Mark Taylor. On Tuesday, Commissioner Supas once again invited comments from everyone.
So at this time, we took a lot of public comment at the work session the other day. At this time, I do want to give anybody that is opposed to this resolution a chance to speak also and be heard publicly as a protection of our First Amendment rights. So if there is anyone here that is opposed to this resolution, I encourage them to step forward and they will be heard graciously and with respect. So. Good.
House Bill 1177, the so-called red flag bill, would allow family members or law enforcement officers to petition the courts for an emergency order, removing firearms from the control of people who are shown to pose a significant risk to themselves or others. When the bill passed in the Senate, county sheriffs across the state immediately objected, saying that the bill would tax resources, violate due process, put law officers in danger, and would be a violation of the Constitution. Here's what Delta Sheriff Mark Taylor told the commissioners yesterday.
First, I want to take time to thank Delta County Commissioners Mark Rober, Don Supas, Mike Lane, as well as County Administrator Robbie LaValle for their moral courage, boldly standing for what is true, right, and just, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the cost. I also want to thank the men and women that are here today and those who could not attend for standing up for what's right and standing alongside your sheriff to make our voices heard. The Delta County Sheriff's Office could not function without the community support we are proud to have. My promise to you as a constitutional sheriff, I will uphold the oath of office and support the United States Constitution and the Constitution of the state of Colorado.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser has said that county resolutions against House Bill 1177 carry little weight, and they cannot and do not override a valid judicial order implementing state law. Weiser also has stated that he believes the measure is constitutional. If the red flag bill passes into law, it will surely be contested in court. Regardless of the outcome of that debate, Delta County citizens were united in their support of the Second Amendment. Here's what it sounded like when the commissioners passed the resolution.
We have a motion and a second on the floor. Any further discussion or comments? My only comment is I appreciate everybody showing up here today and witnessing this and appreciate all your support. So. No further comments. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Resolution passes. Thank you.
Southwestern water managers are asking Congress to help finish a drought contingency plan for the Colorado River. Luke Runyon has more.
Now, years in the making, the plan would cut back water deliveries to Arizona, California, and Nevada should dry conditions in the region get worse within the next 6 years. Bureau of Reclamation Commissioner Brenda Berman has been pressuring state water leaders to finish their work.
Today is a very important day in the history of the Colorado River. Today, the seven basin states have come to agreement and signed together a letter to Congress memorializing that agreement.
But it moves forward without the support of a large water user in Southern California. In a series of blistering statements, the Imperial Irrigation District said it would only sign on to the plan when it received federal funds to mitigate public health problems brought on by the shrinking Salton Sea. I'm Luke Runyon.
Moms from Colorado say they won't back down in their quest to stop EPA plans to repeal rules designed to lower mercury pollution in the air. Eric Gladys has the story.
Moms from Colorado and 14 other states testified this week in Washington, D.C. at the only hearing scheduled by the Environmental Protection Agency on its plans to repeal some air pollution protections at coal plants. Christine Berg of Lafayette with Moms Clean Air Force and a mother of two told officials that since the mercury and air toxic standards were implemented in 2012, pollution from Colorado's nine coal-fired power plants has been reduced by 60%.
This is a common sense regulation. We know it works. We know the impact. It's cleaned up our environment. It has protected our children. And we are not going to stand by and let this get repealed.
Berg adds the standards, which required power plants to install scrubbers to remove mercury and other toxins from emissions, produces over $1 billion in health benefits in Colorado each year. The Trump administration claims the cost of mitigating pollution outweighs the benefits, although opponents of the rollback point out that many plants have already installed the technology. Last year, more than 80 million tourists came to the state, many to hike, fish, camp, and hunt. She notes the outdoor recreation economy brings $62 billion into the state each year.
That absolutely dwarfs any sort of cost savings that the Trump administration thinks would come out of repealing these protections.
Mercury is a neurotoxin that has been shown to disrupt development in the fetal brain and can also harm toddlers and adults. Studies have linked childhood mercury exposure to delays or dysfunction in language, attention, and memory well into adolescence. The EPA is taking public comments on the rollback proposal online through mid-April. This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, March 20th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.